to it, you're still the same. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your mighty God. Is your name from age to age? You're still the same. Lord, we bless your name. We bless. Oh.
Master. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Romans chapter 15 and in verse 4. Verse 5 of Romans chapter 15. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Back again. Verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. Through patience and comfort of scripture might have hope. We are looking very quickly at channels of hope. Channels. Basically, to understand those things that connect us to hope. The things to do in order not to lose hope. What must be in place for hope to be in place? We saw that hope is absolutely necessary for the child of God. That the presence or absence of hope can mean the difference between living or dying before time. That people have lost hope, and the loss of hope ended in the loss of life. So what do we do to keep hope alive? What are the channels of hope? Number one, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 said, to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Connection, number one, connection with or to the living God. Connection with or to the living God. Connection with. Connection to the living God is therapy for hope. Connection to the living God is connection to lively hope. Connection to the living God, the dieless God, is connection to living hope, is connection to dieless hope. I'm sure you understand and remember how confident and arrogant some people are who claim to be connected to some influential people. I'm sure you understand that. There is a level of confidence that someone has when he says he has an uncle that is a billionaire. He has a relation that is a political figure, or he has someone that is so and so, Or somebody has a father and he's not afraid. A father that is very wealthy and is not afraid of school fees or afraid of anything like that. If earthly people can be confident and assured of tomorrow, confident and assured of the future, because they are connected to a mortal man, how much more someone connected to the living God? Some people don't understand the reason for the audacity of some of us. The lack of absolute regard for any human anything. Because they don't understand who and what we are connected to. The stronger your connection to the living God, the stronger your confidence in the future. The stronger your connection to your Creator, the stronger your confidence in the future. Weak connection equals weak hope. No wonder the song writer wrote, "My eyes are upon you, Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds, for you hold that future in your hands." I'm sure you remember the song. "I cannot fear what the future holds because I am too connected to the holder of the future." You can only fear what the future holds if you are a stranger to the one who holds the future. Just ensure a solid, vibrant, active, lively, buoyant connection to the holder of tomorrow. Connection to the living God is your number one channel. Number two, revelation of Scripture. Revelation of Scripture. Psalm 119 verse 49. 119 verse 49. Scripture said, "Remember thy word to your servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope." The word causes hope. Revelation chapter, Psalm 119 verse 81. Again, "My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word." I hope in thy word. Psalm 119 verse 114. I hope in thy word. "Thou art my hiding place," my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Psalm 130 verse 5. Again, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. I am standing firm on your word. For your word, Lord, is solid ground. For you made the heaven and earth by the power that is in your word. I am standing firm on your word. For your word, Lord, is solid ground. For you made the heaven and earth by the power that is in your hands. My eyes are upon you, Lord, all of my hope." That's right. Firm on the word. Why? How does the word give you hope? Number one, or A, the word reveals the character of the Almighty. The word reveals to you the character of the one you are dealing with. What character? His character of goodness. His character of faithfulness. His character of goodness. His character of kindness. His character of faithfulness. Of dependability. The word shows you that the one you are dealing with does not lie, cannot change, will not deceive. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. So you realize you are dealing with someone who is not lying to you, is not deceiving you, does not play with words. It reveals to you the character of your maker. Secondly, the word reveals to you the provisions and promises of the Almighty for His people. The provisions and promises. The word shows you what is yours, what can be yours. The word shows you the future you have. Thirdly, the word reveals turnaround stories and situations of Bible characters that can fuel your hope. It reveals to you turnaround stories and situations of Bible characters. People like Joseph. Bible characters. Turn around stories. Turn around situations of Bible characters that can fuel your hope. Characters like Joseph. What he went through and what became his end. Characters like Job. What he went through, what became his end. Characters like Daniel. Turn around stories. Young lady met me this afternoon and she said, I want to let you know that everything I asked you to pray for me about many years ago, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago at Area 1, has happened. She said, I told you, I said, I want to be married. And then she said, I think she said, I want to have children and then go out of the country and work there. She's a nurse by profession. And the prayer was prayed. Today she was here with her child and here with her husband, a lawyer. And the whole of the family is giving visa, resident visa to the UK. She got a job in one of the hospitals in the UK as a nurse to practice there. You see, everything you said, you prayed for me about, all of it is in fulfillment. All. Not married then. Trusting God for a husband. Not to talk of a child. She wrote qualifying exams, passed, placed her in a good hospital in Nottingham in the UK, a teaching hospital to work. Husband, resident visa. Child, is resident herself without crooked stories of marriage arrangement or any lie or anything like that. All moving in dignity. I think they gave them airfare as well. There is no devil that can make your case different. Whether it's an ancestral curse, a witchcraft curse, a family devil that can make your case different. The God of David is your God. The God of Daniel is your God. The God of Joseph is your God. And every single thing you are asking the Lord is coming to pass right now. In this pandemic, there are people saying everything on my list for 2020 has happened. Everything on their list in this 2020. Take your seat. The Bible reveals to you turnaround stories. Don't let any devil tell you that you have a special case. There is no special devil. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not constant. If God does not change, if he is constant, what is it that can change the devil into anything? Their power has not increased. Now, I'm going to the fourth point. Revelation of Scripture gives you hope by those three channels. Number four, three channel of hope is connection through grace. Connection through grace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. The Bible says, now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation. And what again? And good hope. Through what? Through grace. Grace communicates hope. Connection to grace is connection to hope. That was why Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 said, let us come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every time you are in need, grace can help. Write it down. Every time you are in need, grace can help. Grace to help in time of need. What kind of need? Father, I am in need of hope. I don't want to give up. I apply for grace now. I cannot give up. I am too close to giving up now. I can't give up. Father, I come to the throne of grace. I apply for grace to help me now in this situation. I can't give up. That is why grace carriers are hope givers. Do you understand? Anyone who genuinely carry grace, when you come close to them, they encourage you. They encourage you. They are just full, mouth filled with blessing, mouth filled with exhortation, filled with consolation, filled with comfort. Don't forget, every time you are in need, apply for grace. Say it after me. Say, every time you are in need, apply for grace. Say, every time I am in need, I shall apply for grace. In need of hope, in need of help, in need of anything, I apply for grace. It is the same thing. Every time you are threatened, apply for mercy. The same way. For his mercy endureth forever. He delivered them from Sihon, the king of the Amorites. For his mercy endureth forever. Or king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. From all the demons of Amalekites, for his mercy endureth. The mercy of God on your life equals his anger on your enemies. The mercy of God on one man's life translates into his dealing with the enemy who threatens them. That's how it is. In need of help, apply for grace. Threatened by the enemy, apply for mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is connection through grace gives access to hope. And number four is testimonies of the acts of God. They fuel hope. It can be the acts of God in your life. It could be the acts of God in the lives of others. 1 Samuel, in scripture, we saw how hopeless Israel was before Goliath. Completely hopeless. I'm very sorry to say this in front of Goliath. Men turned into women, women turned to children. Children may have turned into water or something. I'm sure, and children at times are not afraid to see. And everybody was like, 40 solid days, this man mountain moved. Until one boy, 17-year-old boy, in SS2, arrived. When he started talking, Saul did not believe him. So he began to share testimonies. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34. And David said unto Saul, your servant kept... Saul said, don't talk like that. You can't dare. He said, hear me. Just hear these testimonies. Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by the beard. I smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Hey! Hey! David said, moreover, the Lord who delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. When Saul heard that, he said, I was afraid before. All of us were hopeless. And he said unto David, go. If what you are saying is correct, go. The Lord is already with you. Just be going. I surrender my doubt. I surrender my fear. I surrender my anxiety. I surrender my hesitation. If the thing that just came out of your mouth that you said God did now is true, then hope is back. Hey, I speak to someone here tonight. Every trace of fear, every trace of anxiety, every trace of uncertainty about tomorrow, about the purpose and plan of God for your life, tonight it dies forever. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Now, these testimonies we are talking about is not just the testimony of other people. Just take a look at your life. If God ever delivered you from anything before, he can deliver you again. And don't ever you think that you were delivered before by accident. Oh, it wasn't accident at all. It is when you enter eternity you will realize diverse deliverances you experience without knowing that it was God who organized it. That car could have crushed you if God did not restrain the driver. Am I communicating at all? That vehicle that entered the ditch, you wouldn't have come out of it if God did not send an angel to keep your head from hitting a rock. Am I communicating at all? Those wicked criminals would have entered your house while they were ravaging the neighborhood, if not that God restrained them. Am I communicating? That typhoid could have been your death. There are doctors who have died of malaria, died of typhoid. Doctors, medical doctors. That is, they know the medicine. My colleague died of typhoid perforation in the teaching hospital under the watch of all consultants and professors. I remember his face as I'm talking now. We're in the same team. He was ahead. Take your seat. Had typhoid, he perforated his intestine, fecal peritonitis. Gone. Am I communicating? The testimonies include your own. Your own. Every occasion where God delivered you before is a seed for another deliverance. That was what David was saying. He delivered me from lion before. He is to deliver me from Goliath now. And of course, the testimony of another person is to ginger your expectation. Listen to me, church, and everybody watching online. The testimony you are holding can be somebody's deliverance. And God may ask you at the end that you allowed somebody to die of HIV because you didn't testify that you were healed. Am I communicating? The testimony you are holding may be the key to someone's rescue. What God did for you that you have refused to talk about may be the seed for another person's hope you are holding. Testimony is not for show. It's not to praise church. It's not to praise pastor. It is to give honor and glory to God first and to release it as a prophecy to multiply more testimonies. Hallelujah. But I announce to everyone here, any testimony you have ever heard on this altar that is a testimony you desire in your life, I declare their reproduction. Every devil that says you should not testify shall be roasted by fire. Every devil that says you shall not testify is a liar devil. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. And finally, it is the activity of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. The Holy Spirit, hope does not make ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the Holy Ghost is connected to our hope. We read that all on Sunday, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one God, one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. That one spirit is our connection to hope. One spirit, one hope. That one spirit is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is fuel for hope. Hopelessness at creation was handled by the move of the Spirit. I told you on Sunday, the earth was tohu vabohu. Emptiness multiplied by hopelessness. Then the Spirit moved and things changed. The arrival of the Holy Spirit was the end of uncertainty for the apostles in the upper room. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, everything was hopeless and the future was bleak until the Holy Spirit arrived and everything changed. Pray in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, listen to the direction of the Holy Spirit. It will fuel your hope. Mahashoto Redebelas Laradioros Meleyaradayala Yorodos Lavaradu. I cannot do like that for 10-15 minutes and be talking of depression. They are mutually exclusive, diametrically opposed, diagonally antagonistic. They are not together. The presence of one is the absence of another. That's right. Reply. When the situation around you appears not to make sense, don't speak in sense, speak in tongues. Mashakida la para tasadayaris. Yevana hasana gadega lite frita sika lina mayahosa. Lika pata sika daya hasadi. Leke tike pete lite para taha. Likiki babaratatata shata kalaba. That is the other side of what we said before. When you are confronted with things you cannot understand, speak in the language you don't understand. One day I was in the aircraft traveling. I think it's a short journey from here to Lagos. And a man sat beside me. The window seat, I was on the aisle seat. When you look at him, it's as if you are seeing a devil. Inside the aircraft, he was making an incantation. And I don't know what he was making. Incantation in the air. You are a bastard devil. I turned my mouth to him and began my own. Kabagalagayash. It is incantation versus incantation. Shadabalo. He looked at me, he shook. He looked again. Because madness, they pass madness. I mean, I don't know who he is. Whether they sent him to crash the aircraft, I don't know. Then I should keep quiet. By the time he heard higher fire, he quieted. I continue my own for a while. Magalagaya, I was on my own before you look for my trouble. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I am not telling you theory. I am telling you what we have practiced and proved for 30 something years. There was a time in my life that it was as if my mouth was moving permanently. You know that time. He knows that time too. In fact, there were some people around me that were a bit concerned. Is this guy okay? Is this guy okay? Too okay, sir. Praise the Lord. You are reading an anatomy book. If you read for 3 hours, you also prayed for 3 hours. Nothing lost. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the name that is above every name, grace to flow without season. Grace not to be tied down by any force of hell is released upon you now. In the name of Jesus, grace to flow without season. Grace to flow in the spirit without wear. Help out there. Zashkabadagalaya. Lekite kikalite petesidaya. That grace is released upon you. Every spirit of slumbering, every spirit of slothfulness, every spirit of hopelessness, every spirit of discouragement, of despair, is arrested now! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. please. Some people, the last time they spoke in tongues was when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. That's an error. Don't let a day pass until tongues flowed. I'm not sure whether I should not say, don't let the day is divided into various quarter hours. You have 6 to 9 and 9 to 12 and 12 to 3 and 3 to 6 and 6 to 9 p.m. and 9 p.m. to 12 midnight and all that. You remember Jesus was walking in the fourth watch of the night? Don't let the times be passing. Even if it is one phrase, let it flow. We live in a time where the devil is doing a lot of overtime. And you have to be up to ensure that he doesn't do his overtime on your life. This is my counsel. It's Job chapter 14, verse 7 to 8. That's the counsel. He said, for there is hope of a tree if it is cut down, that it will rise again, it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Even though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9. Yet through the scent of water it will bud. It will bring forth boughs like a plant. I don't know whether you understand what that scripture is saying. A tree that has been cut still has hope, if only it can smell water. Through the scent of water, it shall bud. A tree is cut, the root is already drying in the air. Your relationship is gone. You lost your job. Those who valued you, they cut you off from their lives. Something was lost. You said, for as long as you have not lost touch with the smell of water. It will come up. That water is the word, that you might sanctify them with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians 5:26. That water is the Holy Spirit. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of the living water. This is speak of the Spirit. What are you hearing? It doesn't matter what is lost. Don't lose touch with the water. Stand up on your feet. Just keep on sniffing the water. Keep on smelling the water. The water of the word. The water of the Spirit. They took everything from Job, but they did not take his connection to God. They did not take his revelation. The counsel was, no matter whatever happens around you, remain in touch with the living water and the living God, and the future is guaranteed. No matter what happens around you, just be determined to remain in touch with the living water, with the living God. And your future is guaranteed. The person who promised to sponsor you changed his mind. Calm down. I'm talking to someone now. The person who promised to assist you with a job is making other demands on you, and you cannot meet those demands, and he changed his mind. Calm down. You were living abroad before. They canceled your visa, sent you back to Nigeria. Calm down. People you call friends turned against you and made you feel like you are a lone ranger. Calm down. What the greatest need of the tree is water, not the people. Through the scent of water, it shall abound. If the devil cannot take away your revelation, he cannot tamper with your destination. He cannot tamper with your destination. If he cannot take away your revelation, if he cannot take away your revelation, he cannot take away your destination. If he cannot touch your insight, he cannot resist your impact. Hallelujah. That is why before God does anything, he says something. God speaks before he acts. Let there be light. There was light. And God said, and God said, and God did. The word is the sponsor of the works. He didn't say, when the tree drank water, through the scent of water. If everything left you and all you are left with is just the fragrance of the water, it's enough to revive you. Somebody say amen. There is a time to pack CDs, lock yourself in the room. Like people take casual leave. I'm taking a 3 days casual leave. You took it on the word. Just to irrigate and flood your life with light. And then you come out and pierce darkness and arrive at your destination. It's a new day for you. I said it's a new day for you. I said it's a new day for you. Somebody receive the fresh word today. Say loud amen. Well, if you are the one who received something fresh, now lift up your hands and appreciate God for what you received. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him, adore him. Magnify his holy, precious, wonderful name. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you for your word tonight. 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 Jesus, lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word tonight. I cannot lose hope. I connect to you, the Father of life, the Father of light. I connect to you in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I receive grace to live for you. Today, open my eyes to the light of Scripture to connect hope. I come before you today to apply for grace. Thank you for what you have done in my life and in the lives of others. On that basis, I have hope. Holy Spirit, take your place in my life. And right now, by the reason of the word I heard tonight, I rise up in hope. I rise up in expectation. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit as much as you can.
Pray in the spirit.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands high. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I will trust you till the end. For you never ever fails. I will trust you till the end. For you never ever fails. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I will trust you till the end. For you never ever fails. I will trust you till the end. For you never
heaven fills.
Play that key and write it on the screen. Very simple. While you were playing, that was what I was hearing. And I was asking you, what song are you playing? And you were telling me something else. Please, I want you to take it. It's very simple. It's a prophetic song for this hour. Lift up. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you to the end.
I will trust you to the end. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I will trust you till the end. For you never ever fail. I will trust you till the end. For you never ever fail. I will trust you till the end.
As we are singing that song right now, anywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You can never have hope. Christianity is called a lively hope. You can never have hope or confidence or assurance until you have surrendered your life to Jesus. Anywhere you are, you need to surrender to Jesus. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step to the altar here. Front right here, and I'll pray for you. You want your sins forgiven. You want the yoke of sin broken. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Let's go.
I have placed my hope in you, Lord.
Sing out, sing out, sing out.
I will trust you till the end.
I will trust you till the end.
For you never, ever
lift up my hands.
I have placed my hope in you, Lord.
I will
trust you till the end.
Lift up your hands. Father, I will trust you. I will trust you. Thank you for the refiring of hope tonight. The renewal of confidence tonight. I will trust you till the end. Open your mouth and speak to God now. Tell him. I will trust you till the end, for you never ever fail. I will trust you till the end, for you never ever fail. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the help to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. I ask that the hold of sin be broken of their lives. Grace to live for God. Be released for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we will connect with the communion of assurance. It says, surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut short. Communion of assurance, certainty. Certainty. 2020 cannot end until your expectations come to pass. Until his purpose for our lives and land come to pass. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So shall it be. So I prophesy upon this communion to kill every trace of despair. Every trace of fear, anxiety, tension, perplexity, uncertainty. In the name of Jesus. And everyone who is a victim of any form of disease and sickness. Every demon of infirmity. Every spirit of cancer, tuberculosis, HIV, hepatitis, diabetes, hypertension, stroke. Anything in your body my Father in heaven has not planted, tonight they are flushed out. I asked someone yesterday, I said, what about that sickness we were praying about and trusting God for? And the person said, it has been healed since. So I thought I mentioned it to you. Meanwhile, I was just thinking that we are still trusting God. There are things in your life now. In a short while, it will become total history. And that short while is starting from tonight. There are things that will disappear from your life. And you will be wondering, when did this thing leave me? In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. One of our people came about a week ago and they said there was hydro sappings, there was water collection in the ovaries, and it was affecting the processes of conception and so on. And prayer was made last week to go to the hospital for the doctor to, because they needed to drain the water and do a lot of things before they can do any procedure. And they appeared and the doctor said, what happened? Water disappeared.
Because we prayed and said, Lord, dry up the water. Dry it up. Jehovah is the surgeon general of the universe. He performed the first surgery. It is called thoracoplasty. When he took the rib from Adam and used it to manufacture the woman. It was a cardiothoracic surgery. What a God. There is nothing he cannot do. I prophesy to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, he shall perform any necessary surgery in your life. He shall perform anything needed in your life tonight and clear your system out of every affliction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. And this communion steps into your system. You will sleep tonight like a baby. Nightmares gone forever. Spirit husband gone forever. Spirit wife gone forever. Spirit children gone forever. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, serpentine spirit gone forever. Near success syndrome gone forever. Failure at the edge of breakthrough gone forever. The spirit of rejection and disfavor gone forever. At the frequency of this communion, I prophesy multiplied divine encounters. Multiply divine encounters. Multiply divine encounters. Tonight, somebody who lost revelation, you dream and have direction and see things and hear things that disappeared for a while. Tonight it shall reappear. And that person that is having that spirit of divination, every bad thing you see in the dream must come to pass. Whether you pray about it or not, you dreamed accurately but it's negative. The things are negative and they happen negatively. You pray about it, it doesn't matter. Today that serpentine demon of divination is arrested forever. Is arrested forever. Is arrested forever. Is arrested forever. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. It is done. Hallelujah! Something just happened to somebody here tonight. Give him the shout of praise. Take your seat and take the communion exactly.
I have placed my faith in you, Lord. I will trust you till the end. I have placed my hope in you, Lord. I will trust.